Welcome to another...
The official podcast of The Leaky Cauldron.
The Leaky Cauldron.
The Leaky Cauldron.
You hear that, Ern? The Leaky Cauldron.
Just go! You're wasting time!
Welcome to Pottercast, your number one source for news, theories, discussion and interviews with people from the Potter books and films. I know a small amount myself, having written the books. My name is J.K. Rowling. I am now happy to introduce your hosts, Melissa, John and Sue.
And Fran.
There we are. Look at the pretty Pottercast picture. Hello, everyone.
Hey, everybody.
This is us. We are here. This is Pottercast Live for the new trailer. And we have two Melissas with us.
Yay!
Oh,
not actual Melissa, but two fake Melissas. And,
hey, I'm actually a Melissa.
You are a real Melissa, but you are now an Ellie. But
no,
that's
I'm
all
not.
Right. The two of you combined, I think, will provide enough an Ellie for one chat. but anyway... We're going to dig right into it because in a half hour, the trailer premieres across the world for the first time today. I'm so excited to see it for the first time, aren't you guys?
I am very excited to see it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. No one's already seen it. We're waiting for a half hour. So first, we're going to get right into the news right after we introduce our two Melissas, because just in case you don't recognize their voices. Let's start with Melissa 1.
Am I Melissa 1?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, I'm Shoshana. And a week before Deathly Hallows came out, I told the rest of you guys the theory. And you told me it was stupid, and then it turned out being exactly correct. So I win.
What theory was that?
Pretty much, I guess, the whole part about, like, the whole part between life and death and Harry choosing to live. And you told me it was stupid and wasn't going to happen.
I said that?
No, not you. It was John.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was so calm.
I tend to be very critical of other people's ridiculous theories that aren't mine.
Yeah.
But you for the win. All right. Well, Melissa,
what's
number two. What's your
name?
My
name is Melissa Zabel, so that's me.
Hi.
Tell us about yourself.
Hi. Well, I'm a student at Penn State, and I'm currently, like, running for my life doing a show. But I got into Potter when I was in elementary school, and I've been into Pottercast since the first episode. And I was on Pottercast for a call once and asked a question about Lily's eyes, so you all went, well, we don't really like this question, so we're going to move on.
Oh, when was that?
Oh, I had to have been, I think it was even before you guys hit... It was definitely before 150. I think it was before we hit three digits. So
it was
a while ago.
Pre-frac.
It was pre-frac. It was. I know
I
it was pre-frac.
I'm sure he's safe.
Frac
I don't even like pre-frac shows anymore.
Something's just missing then.
I know. Not enough man in the room. Well, should we dig right into the news, Suze?
Yes, we have news this week. I know that we have some movie news, but to start one out, we're going to talk about the Harry Potter novels. Bloomsbury has announced this week that they are re-releasing the two Harry Potter companion books, the Quidditch Through the Ages and the Fantastic Beasts books. They're going to have nice new covers. They're not as ornate. But it's kind of weird. People pointed out we do have the artwork in our galleries, but they say J.K. Rowling and, like, Newt's Commander, which is kind of... interesting to see, like, just emblazoned there, you know, but, it's really good that they're, you know, that she's still actively, you know, because all the money does go to charity. I mean, that's, we need to make it absolutely clear that this money all goes to charity, and the fact that they're still doing this, because, like they said, there are new readers that are just now discovering it, especially with Deathly Hallows coming out and Hapless Prince, so.
Is it Mary Grand Prix?
No, actually, these are the UK versions. I don't know if the US will do the same, but.
Mm. Well, maybe Hot Cheryl could shed some light on that at LeakyCon.
Oh, you think so? Ooh, is that a hint? A teaser?
Maybe.
You're making me excited now.
Everybody's excited for LeakyCon.
You know what else I'm excited for? You know
what's
what
that?
I'm excited for? my friend PC Lupin Willow. What am I talking about, John?
Like the hottest person on my leaguey right now, actually, is what you're talking about.
Our official tour, right, John? Woo, right, Frankie?
Yeah.
It is the biggest tour happening in Harry Potter history over 2009 summer. And it's going to be amazing. And all of the tour dates you can find if you go to My Leaky and look up the member PC Lupin Willow. And it'll be other places, of course, shortly. But, yeah, we're headed everywhere, starting from Boston, heading south, like six shows all the way to Florida, and then like seven more shows heading west through Texas and north to all the way to Chicago and west all the way to Washington and down all the way to Azcatraz, San Francisco, and even further after that to Comic-Con in Vegas. So there's like almost 30 shows in there. It's going to be manic and insane. And the Remus Lupins and the Whomping Willows will be there with us for the entire time. And even three shows with Harry and the Potters, which is just absolutely insane. Harry and the Potters, what, their 500th show or something
like that?
Is there? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Insane.
My brain is melting.
It is. And you guys, can I share a funny idea I've got?
Here we go.
Me a minute. I want to see what these 320-some people think here in our live Ustream chat. For our tour van for the whole summer, I've been researching and looking into, and I might get Steed's help. Steed actually is in the chat right now helping produce this. Everybody say hi to Steed.
Hi, Steed.
But what I'm working on is wiring our tour van to be like Cash Cab and setting up video cameras in there so we can do tour vlogs with everybody in the car and switch back and forth between cameras. And possibly if we can figure it out with a Verizon card or something, do some live Ustreaming from our tour van, which I think is pretty unheard of and pretty amazing.
That would be awesome, John.
He was telling me this the other day, and I was like on the floor just laughing how hysterical it could be. Because I don't know if the things that go on in our van are hysterical enough.
Yes.
Just for you guys to see this on video, it just would be... You can see us doing our games, and they can see him singing songs. It's just unbelievable, me not being able to follow the games.
I think it'd be totally crazy. It'd be totally crazy, because, like, it'd be great if we could, like, pick up a fan, like, for a few miles and, like, do an interview, like a fan interview, like, in the front seat. About stuff. Or like alternate people in the Remus Lupins and the Willows van that can come in and talk about their stuff.
Pick up hitchhikers.
Yeah. Pick up hitchhikers.
Nice.
But yeah, I wanna mount a camera on the hood of the car facing us and one in front of the driver and the passenger and the back seat and wire a little switcher for somebody in the back seat to switch between cameras. And it would be absolutely out of this world. Insanely hilarious.
It's just so much because, I mean, we're going to be driving so much. And, by the way, we are going all parts of the country. We're not going to the center of the country. But, I mean, there are going to be some long, like, you know, stops in between. So maybe like 10 hours in the car. And you're just
I totaled it up. We're doing over 10,000 miles.
What?
Oh, we're close to 11,000.
That's going
to
be a lot of gas money.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's kind of misleading. That's including the fact that we're basically starting in California, driving, Frankie and I are driving all the way to Boston just to start the tour. So that includes that. There's no shows in between there. Though it'd be fun maybe if we drive through some states that we're not doing shows just to see if we can do like little mini like half-hour-long meetups or something with people.
Mm-hmm. Just to get out of the car.
Just to get out of the car, like, we'll plan our breaks for our driving.
We'll
it's
going to
take us a couple days to get
Wait, who's going to plan all of this? Are you going to put that on Melissa?
Melissa won't even be in the car. Don't worry, Melissa, too. You won't have to worry about it, nor will any other Melissa.
I'm staying concerned for the other Melissa.
it's much appreciated.
That's your job.
She'd be pleased. Actually, Alex Carpenter and Melissa and Matt Giacomo have been planning most of the tour and the stops. So if Frankie and I all only have to worry about a couple little rest stop meetups, I think we can handle that. It can be like Pottercast meetup at the Sbarro at Turnpike, rest stop, Kansas or something. Maybe we'd
have random gas stations and everything.
That'd be great. People can meet up and, like, paint the van again.
Yeah.
So fun painting the van.
That was fun.
Painted the van last summer, and that was upsetting to me.
Frankie, I think we should try to rent a white van or whatever it is, and we should buy multicolored car paint, and we should put a mural on this thing.
Just make sure when you rent it, they are okay with you doing that to it.
Well, it's not, like, permanent.
Shock.
It washes right off.
I'm going to weld on Harry Potter-related paraphernalia.
Do it.
We should put a snitch up there and, like, a Hedwig flying on top of the roof.
We should make the Potter van look like a giant snitch so people have to find us and catch us.
That would be really cool. I'm not going to lie.
What could you do with the wings? It'll blow out the brain or something.
What if we wrote on the side of it, like, honk for Harry, and, like, we can throw people t-shirts if they honk.
That'd be fun.
And candy bars.
Candy bars. Yes, that'd be
much more
awesome.
Or cupcakes. Chocolate frogs.
Well, yes, cupcakes, awesome. I can just see us tossing cupcakes on the highway at cars for honking.
I'm going to eat them.
It's crazy.
We're bringing Pottercast back.
So, anyway, tour insane. It's going to be wild. Check out PC Loop and Willow on My Leaky to figure out where we're going to be. And stay tuned to future PC vlogs, Frankie and I, and Sue, to hear about where we could possibly be having little rest stop meetups.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you right now, I will not be at every stop. I'm sorry. I can't with my – I have responsibilities, namely a child.
Yes.
I'm going to be there as much as I can. I can't believe John Noe said honk for Harry. I want a button. Someone please make a
honk for Harry. I want a bumper sticker that says honk for Harry.
That would be amazing.
Podcast Tour 2009. I'm making them.
They're
I'm
made.
Going to make them. Frankie, if you're an artist, you should start working on a honk for Harry. I'll do it. It's just text and a horn. The lightning bolt on the horn. Perfect. It's done. It's already made in my head. I'll just, pause the show and go and do that real quick.
Well, I think we'll have a lot to talk about on our tour because, as we'll be going through, the movie will not be – well, no, it won't be out at that point. But then we'll also be well into filming for Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. And we heard a little bit more from Mr. Heyman today about the epilogue. Yes. He confirmed that they are indeed using the original cast and going to age them up for that epilogue.
That's so funny.
That's so awesome.
I mean,
there's going to be so much silver hair paint and like.
Well, they're only in their mid 20s. They aren't going to be that old.
Oh, right. What am I thinking?
They're going to be like 80 years old with wrinkles. And I was in my heart.
You were so angry. You were masters of Hogwarts. One of them was a Slytherin. I just want to add that I'm in the master bedroom here at my house in Florida. My mom is sitting here enjoying is a relative term. All
I
of
guess
this,
it is.
Mama Noe.
Hey, Mama Noe.
Hey, Mama Noe.
They're all saying hello. It is the
again.
Strongest internet connection in the house. Therefore, here I am. Okay.
I'm not walking on canes and stuff, but it will be cool though. I hope they have scenes that may not have been like directly written. Like maybe they'll have Dudley or something, like with Uncle Vernon or something. That would be cool because I really, really like to see sort of flashback. I really hope though. I cannot wait to see who they got as Scorpius. Who's like blessed with that name, and then not Draco's wife and stuff like that. So I think a lot of people will be very excited to see those scenes. Will be very cool.
It would be cool if they kind of did it like a montage, like just going from one half to the other of a bunch of people even. That could get interesting.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
I can see that. What's in our next chunk of news?
Well, we know how much everybody loves Alan Horn. I was speaking this week on my video about Slytherin. I'm not going to apologize for calling him a Slytherin. I'm not. I refuse. Because you know why? Warner Brothers did it again. They moved up the date yet again for Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
It's kind of annoying.
Well, here's the thing is that for 98% of Harry Potter fans, this is good news. Because only 2% of Harry Potter fans, I would think, would even consider going to conventions and things like this. That would screw things up. Now, the majority of them are in this chat and are online people who follow this religiously. And they're a little annoyed because they've already planned their parties and booked their tickets. But everybody else is like, hey, 2 days quicker to Potter. So, I mean, like a lot of media is all like, good news for Harry Potter fans, it's 2 days quicker.
Yeah, I've heard of people who, like, for the first time it was delayed, already had flights booked to spend time with their family and everything, to see the movie with their family over Thanksgiving. And then now their plans were ruined, and now they booked flights again. And, I mean, the thing is, there was no good reason except for money, and that's what annoys me.
Shoshana?
They want the Wednesday?
Yes, exactly. And exactly, you guys are both right, because he came out, the president of distribution actually blatantly said, every day the kids are out of school is just like an extra Saturday. So for them, it's just more chance to make money. I mean, they just came out and said it this time. They didn't waffle around with it like the last time when Horn was giving all his excuses and stuff. But, I mean, they just came out.
I mean, we all know they're a company. We know they're out for money.
Absolutely.
And, like, we're aware of this. We're happy that they're making this movie, but at the same time, I guess we have to deal with the fact that they are a company and they are running for this and all that stuff.
Well, I mean, I don't – call me whatever, but I don't – I'm not bothered by the slightest at this. I mean, we are well served by them making money because that's what keeps, you know, the budgets high and them to – take this seriously. I mean, if this wasn't something that they could make money off of, they would put a lot less attention and money and thought into it. And we're not getting screwed in this case. People,
oh, no.
It's not like they're pushing it a week back and people,
no.
Their flights are ruined. They'll just get there and the movie will be out for 2 other days and they'll still get to see the movie. So what the hell?
Well,
people are just so used to complaining about the dates, and this one doesn't really affect anybody too bad. The only thing that this affects is people who are going to be at Azkaitrez, and we're planning on the midnight release thing.
Yeah.
And we're still doing that, right, John? We are still doing the –
From my understanding, I think it has been moved to 9 o'clock that night. So that will be even nicer. So the Big Leaky Mug will be following that. And it will probably start somewhere around midnight that time. But a lot of people are actually going to this are thinking that they won't see the movie at all until they can see it with their friends. And if you're, you know, of that opinion, go for it. You know, but we all got excited for that midnight release, so we can still have it. Just restrain yourselves for 2 days.
Yes,
that's true.
It's nice.
Are you okay, Sue?
I guess – no, I'm trying to wait for the trailer's going to hit in like 10 minutes, and I'm looking. So I'm distracted by other things.
We're
I'm
going
sorry.
To all right. Well, that is an end of the news. Is that correct, Sue?
Yes, that's it. Because the big thing's going to happen in a few minutes. So.
All right.
Did you get it?
Are back. We have a trailer coming in 5 minutes.
Yay!
Briefly, in that 5 minutes, what are you guys expecting to see in this trailer, pretending that it's just genuine here?
I honestly haven't seen it, so.
Okay, well, then just Frankie, then.
Well, I heard that there is some sort of mention of the Dark Mark, so I really don't know what to expect. I expect stuff from book 6. And probably
very profound.
Action Daniel Radcliffe, maybe, and maybe some Emma Watson.
Is there going to be Cho Chang? Is there going to be that part where Cho Chang gets like poisoned by that locket thing or whatever?
Not Cho Chang. It'd be interesting if they made Cho get poisoned by the rocket at the locket. I wouldn't mind that change.
Rocket. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, poisoned by a rocket. No, I wouldn't mind that at all if they switch it. Could it be? Could have introduced a new character to have that happen.
It's true.
Yeah. So you know, it doesn't
I'm really
matter.
Looking forward to Bellatrix in this film.
Oh yeah.
Just like from what we've seen in previous trailers and what we will see, hopefully, possibly in this one, it's just she's going psycho, and it makes me really excited about like her character and the development of that sort of part of
It's funny how Slytherin people make us happy and excited.
Well, we got
all the Slytherins.
You know, Melissa, today, Leaky got an extra treat from Warner Brothers. They sent us one of High Res still of Bellatrix, and I think it's one of the Caro sisters, the Electro, I forget her name is, and Fenrir, and they're casting, Bellatrix is casting the Dark Mark over Hogwarts, and it's an awesome High Res thing, and just the maniacal jubilance in her face, it's just scary.
My interpretation of Bellatrix is really different from Hello Butter Carter's. So at first it was really jarring and I didn't care for it, but I'm hoping to get over that in this next one because I know she's very talented. It's just I never gave Bellatrix that maniacal flavor. She was seemed much more calm and collected and dangerous, more like a snake than like a rabid animal. And so, but it works. It was just, it's something I didn't expect, and so hopefully I'll appreciate it better in this film.
Yeah. I think it would be more scary if it was the way you described
That's
it.
True.
More.
It's like a subdued version of evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, just someone who just really enjoy, like she comes off as crazy rather than someone who is evil. Like, there was a, I watched a documentary a couple months ago, and they went to one of the concentration camps that housed some during the Holocaust. And it was a camp where they would put mentally ill people who weren't, you know, all there. And so they did experiments on them. And the lady who was taking the host through the camp, he asked her, now, sometimes do you think that these doctors were the actual crazy ones? And then she, calm as she could be, with a retort that was just amazing and terrible at the same time, she was like, no, they were completely sane. They knew exactly what they were doing. And at first, it took me a couple of seconds to digest what she was saying, talking about how, like, she's like, no, do not give them the benefit of that they were crazy. They just chose what they were doing, and they chose to do this evil. And it was like, and it was really just, it had a lot of weight to it. And I was like, whoa. And so I see Bellatrix as more of that than someone who's just kind of with a few screws loose. But
do you mean you're looking for like a kind of portrayal that they don't realize it's evil? They just think it's right, that's their mindset, that this is okay to do this? Or are you looking for someone who's just kind of innately evil? Because I guess Voldemort's kind of innately evil, not saying that he was born evil. That's a whole different question in itself. But are you saying that you want them to not realize like the difference between wrong and right?
No. I'm just saying, to me, it comes off that she is a little more psychotic than she is.
You guys, it's up.
What? Ooh. Oh, it's up? Crap.
It's up.
Okay, let's watch it. We'll get back to
it. Page.
All right. We have trailer, simultaneous viewing of the trailer.
I'm going to rock again.
There it is. This place has known magic. Very dark. Very powerful. This time, I cannot hope to destroy it alone.
Oh my gosh.
Times like these, dark times, it can bring people together.
Take my hand.
And they can tear them apart.
Yay, Hermione!
These
girls, they're killing
him.
Get him.
This year, Voldemort's chosen Draco Malfoy for a mission. Evil will pass through from their world into our own.
These are mad times we live in, mad!
Darkest hour,
beyond anything I imagined,
is upon us all.
In my life, I've seen things that are truly horrific. Now I know you will see worse.
Oh, what? Sorry.
This is incredible.
You're the chosen one, Harry.
I realize who you are.
The Archers will be the fate of our world.
Oh, he's fearing!
So many goblins.
Warner Brothers Pictures.
Hit it!
What
the hell?
Oh,
what the hell?
Oh my god.
Crap.
That was amazing.
I gotta watch it again. When Snape just flicked his wand to block Harry's spell, that was awesome.
Yes.
This place has no magic.
It's over.
Very dark. Very powerful. This time, I cannot hope to destroy it alone.
Okay, guys. There is a high-quality version of this. Lots of places. One of them would be Leaky, I think, right soon, if Leaky's working.
Also, not working at the moment, but soon it will be.
That's fine. Go to Hulu.com, check it out. Keep this window open, and we will pick it apart bit at a time. That's what we do.
Chosen Draco.
You're listening to Pottercast on Trailer Night.
Oh my gosh.
Huge theatrical like trailer.
Yeah, Hulu is not working.
These are mad times to live in mad.
We crashed Hulu.
A lot of questions.
Do we have a direct link soon to Warner Brothers?
No, they haven't emailed. And
given any direct
links? No.
Anywhere else?
No one has it. No one has it.
Well, we're playing it in the chat. And use the stream. Aren't you all happy? 9:05.
You have no choice.
Okay.
First impressions.
Favorite part so far. First impressions, gang. What do you think?
Let's go down the list. You start, John.
I start, John? Okay, well.
One
special effect shot that they finished early on was the bridge getting destroyed. And I loved seeing it more in its context with the idea that the Wizarding World is kind of busting into the Muggle world. And I know it's a random thing to have stuck to my head, but it just seems like, wow, it's finally happening. Like, people are starting to see how, you know, all of this crap would look to Muggles. I think that's really cool. What about you, Frankie?
I think would have to be, like, the dueling in general. Like, with, when Harry and Draco were in the little bathroom, whatever. I just like how when Draco, like, threw his spell, it was like, he, like, threw it like he was, like, throwing a baseball type of thing. And then, like, when Harry was all running after Snape, he was, like, you know, a coward and whatnot. And then, I love how just calm and collected Snape was when he just kind of batted and flipped the spell away. Just kind of like,
oh, yeah.
It was just like, whoa! Just the whole. That's something that I think is really unique to the films that you can't really get in the books, because the spells happen, but just the wand play and the wand choreography and how, like, they fight, it gives a lot more kind of weight and grit, which is really interesting to me.
Yeah. Sue?
Well, I look, for me, it is unquestionably Alan Rickman as Snape. I thought the music they used was extraordinarily well done in this trailer. It was just, I can't say enough about it, but I don't think it's part of the score, but I think the people who put the trailer, but when he said it's over, for me that was just, it took my breath away, because I'd seen a lot of the other video and other parts, you know, I was really thrilled to see the romance and, you know, them holding hands and stuff, but for me, I'm enamored with Snape's story. I think he's one of the best characters ever written in recent history in books, and And I know that's a big statement, but for him to say that, for him to say that word, it was those words, and understood what that moment was about, was really, you know,
that's. Yes. That. She is amazing. Melissa, number one, your thoughts?
Well, as Frack said, like, the whole dueling thing was just so impressive, and, like, also all the stuff at the Burrow, because, I mean, that's not in the book, so we actually don't know where they're going with that exactly.
That's
just
the point.
Running through the fire and everything, and we got more of that than I thought, like, than I was planning on getting. And also, of course, Hermione slapping Ron, because how can you not love that? It was, I mean, girl power, it was quite brilliant.
Melissa, number two?
This time, I cannot hope to destroy it alone.
If she's alive at the moment, she might not be alive. We'll come back to her. What about you guys here in the chat? Favorite parts? We'll read some out of the chat right now, and soon we will take your calls, and if you want to give your little brief review.
A lot of people are saying Katie. Katie Bell.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that was awesome.
Oh, that was crazy.
Katie Bell was, oh my God.
For a second, I was like, what's going on? And they're like, oh my gosh.
I guess I haven't read that chapter in forever, but I don't remember it being that, like, epic of a, like, she's getting crucified in the air almost.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I remember she lifted up, and then all of a sudden, I didn't, but in my head, she floated up, like, you know, 3 feet off the ground and fell down, but, like, I just love how they just took it. Oh.
Yeah. Well, everybody in the chat, we want to read your brief reviews, and the best way to do that is to Twitter at Pottercast, at sign Pottercast on Twitter with your review, and as they come in, I will read them. And you'll get my leaky points, because within the next week or so, good old Super Alex will have the programming figured out to give these more automatically and in bulk. So no worries, you'll get your points. But I'm going to go ahead and hit refresh and see who has already reviewed this trailer on Twitter. And David Deaton says, Pottercast, it was awesome. Music was amazing. It definitely shows how the series is maturing and driving and diving into darker themes. Someone named Maddie says, favorite part is when Draco is like, I have to do this.
Yeah, someone else said that as well. Alfay, I think their name is, said that exact same thing.
Draco. What do you guys think about Draco in this trailer?
Oh, brilliant.
I was impressed.
Yeah.
Did you see him, how he quivered and he wavered and he says, I have to do it? Did you see his face?
Yeah.
Did you see his eyes?
And that must be, like, right before he's about to kill Dumbledore and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tom Felton has really just, you know, everybody, they said that in the previews, you know, like the early ones, you think, ah, that's just a bunch of hokey, you know, hype. But I really think he's got Draco down, and he just looks.
I think, like,
oh, man.
Draco's never really been one of my favorite characters by any means, but I really appreciate even what I've seen of it in this, just in this trailer, that I welcome him becoming a larger presence from here on out, and I'm really excited to see him in this movie. I think it looks like Tom Felton's doing an amazing job with it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really impressed and very excited to see it. I mean, it just, yes, I fully agree.
All right, let's check our Twitter and see. Yeah, if you guys want, Twitter at Tom Felton. Tell him congrats.
Yeah.
Congrats from Pottercast.
I saw people doing that earlier.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Was there a unicorn next to Jenny's head at some point?
What?
What?
Well, her Patronus is a horse, so that makes sense.
Rock says.
When she was standing by the tapestry.
Next to Jenny's head.
Yeah, there is a unicorn.
A unicorn, what the hell? WTF?
It's on the tapestry behind her.
It's on the tapestry in the common room.
Where are they? What? Are they, so they're in the common room at this point?
I would assume so. I need to look at the actual screen.
Team Potter just pointed out that the date at the end still says July 17th.
Yeah.
Yes. That's funny. It makes me think, like, how recent a decision was this?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Maybe someone just brought it up in a board meeting and was like, hey, let's make more money.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, see, I like that.
Yeah. All right, what else do we have? Our Twitter folks. A lot of people freaking out about the Katie part and the sound effect behind it.
Yeah, that Katie part. Oops,
the Katie part, oh my god.
I take that back. That's my favorite part now. I forgot that happened.
Look how high in the air she is, and they're like powerless to stop her.
The angle on that shot is amazing. Yeah.
And then just like her hair floating, she's screaming. It's chilling.
Her face. Oh my god, it gave me chills.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Gosh, it is really scary.
I think it's just going to be like the most disturbing part. I can't believe. Is this still at, what is the rating on this still? Is it still PG?
I think so.
Because that is a disturbing image. I know it's not like cursing or nudity or anything, but oh god, that would give me nightmares as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My guy gets thrown in the air and.
Like, no kids are going to want to buy necklaces anymore. They're going to be like, I'm going to float in the air and die.
Thank you, NEPCA. I appreciate that.
Bracelets and ring.
I like the people who commented that the bridge, the Millennium Bridge, didn't exist in the 1997 when this book was supposed to take place. It's like, now we're getting real picky.
Thanks. Nerd.
She don't want her books to be semi-timeless. I mean, she doesn't love the timeline that much either.
Yeah. Well, let's, for fun here, a quick poll in the Ustream chat. If you think this is the best trailer we've seen so far for Half-Blood Prince, say yes. And if you don't, say no.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much everyone's saying yes.
I don't know. I can't see how it possibly couldn't be. It's definitely the biggest, the longest, and the most epic of everything we've seen so far. Lots of feedback on Katie and Draco. I think they stole the trailer so far.
I want to know what the people that are saying no, why they don't think it's the best one yet.
Yeah. Twitter to us at Pottercast on anything you didn't like about it and anything that you were disappointed with, just for the sake of it. Because I am completely in love with this.
I just think, just the time they put into it, just the little, the details, we've talked about this before, but just that the whole morphing of, you know, Riddle's face is so. I think that's really cool. I know a lot of people were complaining about the smoke, about the attacks on the bridge, and just the little tiny details though that they show. Like, if you look at Fenrir, he's grabbing a girl and he's got a bag on her head, and it's just. I mean, that's just really, really just amazing stuff that that's going on in this trailer. I just, it's really powerful. Yeah. It was unexpected for me to see how intense that attack on London was. That really kind of surprised me, I have to say.
Yeah, my mother saw the trailer when I was watching it, and she hasn't read the books, but even she was impressed. And I mean, that says something, that if it gets the non-Potter people interested,
yeah,
that's
good point.
Good.
Yeah, I think that's also a big plus to adding the Muggle scene in there, because it's like that scene almost embodies like. What this movie hopefully will be for the series is like, oh, Muggles, it's getting the attention of the Muggles finally. What's this? Like coming to the window. Oh, it's a Harry Potter movie. Cool. Oh, crap, our bridge. What's going on?
Oh, crap, our bridge.
Well, also, there were people on the bridge. Like, we didn't see that before, people actually being on the bridge.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
When it happened.
Note from Super Alex, we are restarting our servers. To hopefully get Leaky back. What a night. I love these nights. It's so fun. I swear it's like New Year's. Oh my gosh. So many Twitters here full of Draco and Katie Bell. What do you guys think of the Harry and Draco duel, like all the way down that big hallway? Is that, were they in the bathroom, or was that a hallway, or where the hell was that?
There were mirrors, so I'm guessing it's a bathroom.
Yeah.
Is it Myrtle's bathroom, or is it a different one? Like, I don't know.
It was
a right? In the book? I don't know where it was. Where is it?
It was supposed to be in Myrtle's bathroom, yeah, because remember, he would talk to Myrtle.
Oh. Yeah.
And that's how Harry thought to look, because Myrtle said something about the boy who cries and how he's sensitive, all that kind of stuff. But I don't think Myrtle's not in the film, right?
No, they cut her part.
Oh, gosh. All right, let's see if we have any... here's another review here. The comedy in the trailer mixed with the dramatic scenes is just amazing. I love the new Hedwig's theme. It's amazing.
Yeah. Also, what do you guys think It's like in the later part of the trailer when everyone has their wands pointed towards the sky. Do you know that?
Yeah. Is that the tribute for
Maybe
Dumbledore?
They're doing some kind of, tribute for Dumbledore.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I think that's an astute...
Unless it's some kind of battle that they're trying to do together if they see the dark mark. I'm not sure.
Oh, I think your first guess is accurate.
Yeah, but it's at like 1 minute 30 seconds or something like that.
It just moves so fast towards the end. I wish we could slow it down. Oh my god, just... Like, what haven't we touched on yet? We had some Narcissa in there.
Oh, Narcissa! She had her hand up. I think that's going to be like the whole Unbreakable Vow, like... scene. She's holding
there's a little clip of it in the really fast part at the beginning. There's a clip of the hands holding.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that really quick, like, there's like a few run-throughs of like the clips of the memories. There's an eye, and then there's the hands bound by like the gold string, and then there's the burning wardrobe in the box and the necklace, which is the locket, most likely.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Doesn't that look awesome? I'm so excited. I have a feeling that scene's going to be really... intense and really true to the books, which I think is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking for some negative feedback just for fun here. Oh, how about that funny line? A funny line where Ron's like, "These girls are going to kill me."
The genuine fear in his voice is so funny. It sounds like like Voldemort's after him when it's really just Hermione and
it's
Lavender.
Hysterical. Because he thinks he's talking like he's this big pimp or something that he can't beat the girls away if he wanted to.
Oh, it is! There's even a snake of fire around it. Sorry.
Wait, around when?
The hands. It's just a still clip, though. It's not moving, but it pans in. I paused it and zoomed in, and then like it's Snape's hand because he's wearing that weird like thumb cuff he always has. And then there's like a snake of fire around it.
Nikki's apparently back. Yay.
There's Nagini.
I'm getting the post up in a minute.
What do you guys think of how they're portraying Snape?
I think his sadness is good. I think Alan Rickman's doing a really good job with it.
Someone tweeted that they're doing a really good job of Snape looking like a bad guy, and I would definitely agree.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely, you know, against Harry at every turn in this trailer, like he.
And honestly, it's nice to see him so prominent because we forget he is the Half-Blood Prince. Spoiler.
Oh yeah.
You know, this is Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. So I'm glad.
Spoiler.
Harry Potter Half-Blood Prince, in which Snape has four lines. No.
Yeah. What's the matter, Harry?
What's the matter, Harry? Lemon Sherbet.
Did we see McGonagall in this trailer?
Not in this one, no. But she's been on the
other one. Well, she was in that really fast little bit where, that they always show in every trailer with all the kids in the hallway. She was in that, but just for a second.
Who else did we not see? I think one noticeable is Luna Lovegood and Hagrid.
Luna was in it twice.
Luna was in it? Oh, just the raising of the wands, but like, I guess the last movie was more of the gratuitous Luna shots.
Yeah.
This is just Luna's crowd, I guess. Both.
You can see her in the crowd, though. She's wearing her lion hat in the Quidditch scenes.
Yeah,
you
see her there.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of the Quidditch scenes? All this Quidditch in the rain and everything.
That was cool.
I love that one shot of the far away, like, I don't know who's flying in on their brooms, but they're coming in. And doesn't the towers look almost skeletal? I don't know from a distance, but I just thought that looked really dramatic.
Yeah, they really do. But why are they flying in Quidditch robes alone if there's not a game going on? Or is there a game going on and we just don't see the other people?
Maybe it's the beginning.
Maybe there has to be a game happening. Or maybe they're they're coming into them.
That would
make sense. No worries. No worries, no sorries. Everybody's having fun, and we're about ready to get somebody into the chat here.
Oh, no, I think it is our birthday of sorts. This is an amazing trip. What is this shot? Did we talk about this when I was trying to get all this? Maybe. Oh, no, all the students are kind of like raising their arms in unison. What is going on there? Can someone
tell us? Yeah, we talked about that. We didn't know.
I think we think that's maybe when they're doing a little Dumbledore tribute or something.
Oh.
I'm looking at that shot right now, and Nigel is standing right next to Luna.
Yay! The mystery
Nigel's
is there?
Yeah.
Nigel's back, John. Nigel's here.
I would not expect that ship.
Stop it!
Me. new to me. Nigel. I can't wait till Nigel gets too old and they're going to recast this another yet younger character for Deathly Hallows.
The new mystery character. There's always there isn't always one, though, in each movie. The mystery characters, we kind of like that.
Pretty much. All right, we are ready to call. Let's
are they going to kill Nigel in the seventh film instead of Colin?
I'd actually laugh a bit.
That would be
hot. That's awesome.
That'd be funny. I can't help it. It would be.
Nigel's dead.
Nigel dies instead of Dobby. No.
No! I don't want to watch that part. But that's going to be awesome. Yeah, wait a couple weeks till they're filming that, people. The Dobby
I wonder if
I'll
cry in the movie when I cried in the book.
Yeah. I heard that they're actually, to save money, they are actually using a costumed Dobby. It's not going to be a CGI character this time. They're actually just going to make him a bit larger.
Is that
and
right?
It's going to be a new role for Warwick Davis. He was.
I heard it could be a sock puppet because it was going to comment on Dobby's character as how he likes socks and socks. So it's an existential, like, minimalist green approach they're going with it.
I can picture someone in, like, one of those Disneyland costumes dressed up as Dobby. Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, for people who are just joining us that don't regularly listen to podcasts, because I know we have a huge amount of listeners tonight.
Yes.
John, no, he is kidding. There's not really soccer.
Oh, that's true.
Because there's a couple people like, what? What's he talking about?
Like,
what?
Oh, my God. That's a stupid.
I hope that there's no one in here who got spoiled by the fact that we just divulged that Dobby dies.
Ooh. Oops. I mean, and by Dobby, we mean... crap, can't think of any clever.
By Dobby, we mean Madame Maxine.
Love Madame Maxine.
I agree.
I wanted that romance. Them going off to the Giants. I wanted to see that. I don't think that's going to be
well, if Madame Maxine and Hagrid hooked up, would the giant they have be, like, a quarter giant or, like, three-quarters giant?
It'd be half giant. And what if, like, giant is, like, recessive and dominant genes? And
yes.
So what if the two recessives meet up, and so it actually is just a pure-blood giant?
I know, what if the
then they have one kid that's, like, a human, and they're like, oh, crap.
I think that would kind of kill. I don't know why that's so funny.
No.
You can't.
Not foreign huge.
Hello?
Oh, I think we've got somebody.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tyler.
Hi, Tyler.
Tyler.
Where are you from?
I'm from Bradford, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Tyler, are you the one with the little brother?
No.
Oh, we haven't talked to you before?
I don't think so.
Hey, Melissa's going to Penn State. My dad was from around where you live, and my dad's brother went to Penn State, so good rock on for Pennsylvania. That's really
And
good.
I'll be there tomorrow.
That's
pretty cool. For Penn State.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Funny.
All right, Tyler, well, let's hear your review here.
I really like it, except I don't really get the muggle part. I didn't really like that. Like,
yeah,
I didn't think they had to put that in the trailer. Yeah, but I like the attack on the burrow and things like that.
Yeah. What did you think of Draco?
Yeah, I think he was really good, except for I wish it would have showed more of the scene where he killed Dumbledore, because I'm not really sure about that. Because look at his face, it looks like he's laughing, kind
of. I agree. What do you guys think?
The thing is, that's probably one of the things they want to keep hidden and secret until the end, I'm thinking. In the same way they didn't really show Voldemort at all until the fourth movie actually came out. One of those things.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. Well, thanks, Tyler. Thank you for...
Tyler, what house are you?
I'm Hufflepuff.
Yeah, alright.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Alright. Thanks, buddy.
Bye, Tyler.
I like
Bye.
Bye.
Alrighty. And we are going to try and bring in a few more people here. There is a boat stuck in the ocean out in front of our house right now, blinking lights at us.
It's a Slytherin, John. Run.
Hello? If you see a giant skull with a snake coming out of his mouth in the sky in the clouds, run.
All right, we have a new person here in the call. His name is Brad, I believe, right?
Hey, yeah, it's Brad.
Hey, Brad, where are you from and what house are you in?
I'm from London, Ontario, Canada, and I'm a Ravenclaw.
Woot. We talked to you before, Brad?
No, actually, I haven't.
Well, cool. We love new listeners and new contributors. So let's hear
your
review.
I've been a fan for a while, first-time contributor.
Oh,
anyway,
awesome.
For the trailer, I thought this one was actually really excellent because what it did is it kind of focused on different themes than some of the other ones. Like, we really get a lot more of, like, Draco, you know, which I really loved. Because
yeah.
Tom Felton, his performance is, like, jaw-dropping there in that bathroom scene. It's like you can sort of almost feel the emotion going on between him and Harry while they're fighting. It's great. That, and I really, really, really like Snape. What Alan Rickman did there was actually totally awesome. When he says it's over and the music cues in exactly at the same time, it's so powerful.
Yes.
Even when we see him deflecting Harry's spell there, he's just completely void of emotion. Like, Alan Rickman does that so well, where he just kind of captures exactly how Snape is, like what his sort of essence is.
Yeah. Alan Rickman just owns this character.
Absolutely.
Oh, God. Well, thank you so much, dude.
No problem. Thanks a lot
for
having me.
For noting about the music, that was an excellent catch and very good about the cues coming in at the same time in the edit. That was a good catch.
They really used that effectively, I think, through all the trailers, really.
Yeah,
yeah, like, it's a good point, because I didn't even think of that. And even the Katie Bell parts, like, are all crazy like that.
Yeah. Very well done. Excellent. Cool. Thanks again.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
Ravenclaw's the best.
Yes. Agreed.
He says with no
Ravenclaws.
Just slipping there.
Because the other Melissa's a Ravenclaw as well.
Oh, that's
oh, yes.
Right. She is. That's right.
Melissa number two.
All the hosts.
What? I'm a Hufflepuff. Even though, can I just address briefly? I did
your awesome video
comment.
This week.
Yes, I think it came out pretty good. I have to say, I had a good time doing it.
You
that.
Did great. I have to finish my Noe Thursday yet. I think it's going to come up when I get home in Florida tomorrow, though, to be honest, because I don't really have a way to edit video very well where I'm at. I tried filming myself scuba diving today. It didn't work.
Aww.
Is that where you were?
Yeah. Hey, I think we have somebody else on the call here.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Where are you from?
I'm Sarah. I'm from Arizona. And I'm a Ravenclaw.
Right.
You made a Melissa video, didn't you? Yeah, I did. I thought so. I saw it.
Oh, three Melissas.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry for the dog barking.
Oh, what kind of dog
is it?
The dog's name is Moose.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a dachshund.
Aw, weenie dog.
Yep.
Everybody in the chat are like, is that a real dog? It's like, no, we just hit the dog.
No,
barking.
She's like,
oh, yeah.
Meow. Meow.
I love this trailer because it gave more background to the stuff that they already put in the trailers.
Yes.
Like, it gave more around the shots that they've already done.
Yeah, more exposition to just some of the crazy.
Yeah, and you got
huge
like
action sequences
and longer clips of them, like more of the bridge.
Yes.
Yeah, it just gives a lot more context to what you've seen. It's like, oh, crazy. That's a very good point.
So there was more to that, and I can't wait to see Draco in this. We really got to see a lot more of Draco.
Yes, Draco.
I'm excited for his screen time. I think it's well deserved.
Yeah. He's really earned it over the years.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that they'll show any scenes with him and his mom, like, after the Unbreakable Vow? Like, how do you think they're going to have Lucius show just, like, as a photo, you know? I mean, I wonder how they're going to explain more that Draco's, you know, really being tormented and he's doing this to save his family. What, do you have any thoughts about that?
Maybe they'll do, like, a shot of him in Azkaban.
The true.
Or being picked on by the Death Eaters.
Yeah. And then, look, if I think it would be nice story-wise if the Unbreakable Vow part is introduced first, and then we get to see... That's a good point, Sue. I want to see an interaction between Narcissa and Draco now, because I don't know if they'll put that on film, but I guess if they do the Madam... If they do the dress robes scene or a scene similar to that, where they just kind of Diagon Alley or them just kind of being mom and son in the mix, because we forget he is kind of a mama's boy.
Yeah.
Well, wants to. He is, but you know, the truth is, though, it makes a big, big difference to how we're going to view Deathly Hallows movie, because that choice that Narcissa makes at the end of the book.
Oh, that's right.
Is so extraordinarily powerful, and it's you know, makes all the difference, you know? I mean, not that Harry's sacrifice makes a difference, but there you go.
No, but it, yeah, exactly.
So we have to get some motivation for her character. I mean, just from a film point of view, or people who have been following the series have to understand why she would actually do this, you know?
Yeah. There's got to be some motivation.
And doesn't it give you chills when you think about all that? Man.
All right, well, we have to bring in some more reviews. Thank you so much, Sarah, for the chat and your review.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, what's your name, where are you from, and what's your house?
Kimmy, I'm from Florida, and I'm a Ravenclaw.
Woo! Ravenclaw!
Yep.
Awesome. Well, let's hear it. What's your review?
I really like this one. This is actually my favorite one, and, like, all the films, I love Bellatrix, so I love seeing her go crazy. And then Fury, they're really, really freaky, so I love that.
Yes, the Inferi. Freaky. Is this a new shot of them, guys?
Yeah,
I think it is.
I do, too. Them crawling up, that overhead shot of them crawling up from the lake is just very disturbing to me.
Oh, it gives you chills.
It really does.
Yeah, it's like little anorexic golems, and that's saying something.
It made them so skeletal. I didn't really imagine them to be so skeletal, but they are. They're just, just hideous. I think they're more frightening than the Dementors. What do you think?
Yeah, I didn't picture them like that, but it works really, really well.
Yeah, because I guess in my head, I imagined them more corpse-ish. And I guess I would have put, like, there have been some that were really, really thin and withered like that, and then some that weren't. It would have more of like a pepper of them.
I have a question.
Yep. Yes.
How long have the Inferi been in the lake? Because wouldn't they decompose?
I think the magic helps affect that. But, yes, it's a good point.
I've always wondered that.
Honestly, I think that's a good point, but I would imagine somehow the Inferi, like the enchantment to reanimate the corpse gives the body some form of integrity, but obviously not too much because they do wither.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, thank you for your review, Kimmy.
I had fun. I always wanted to be on here.
Well, we had a good time having you. Thanks for being in the chat. Awesome.
Thank you.
Can we squeeze in one more here, and do we want to go to final thoughts, or do we want to keep taking calls? What do you guys think?
Either way.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you from? What's your house?
This is Gina from Chicago.
Hi, Gina.
Hey.
And what is your house?
Oh, I'm from Slytherin.
Slytherin.
Oh,
girl.
Slytherin.
Finally. I think this is the first Slytherin that we've ever talked to on the show.
Oh, shit.
Honestly.
Yeah. Aside from you.
Aside from me.
Yeah.
Well, what'd you think of the trailer?
Oh, I loved it. I want to know what Draco is holding at 48 seconds.
It looks like a contact lens, but I doubt that's what it actually is.
I was thinking the same thing. Is that a contact lens?
It looks like a contact lens. That's what everyone in the chat has been saying for, like, all day.
You mean for the last 15 minutes? Just kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean the last 15 minutes, sure.
I'm just being silly. Maybe it's some sort of item that he put in Borgins and Bots or whatever, and then it made it through the cabinet. So he's just like, oh, crazy, it went through. Or some sort of, like, dust or just some sort of item he planted in one location, and now the cabinet's actually working. And so it's like, okay, now he knows it's ready to try people.
People are talking about how maybe it's a Tic Tac or a breath mint.
he could need one of those.
It's a baby moth.
Aww.
Yeah,
it's really Skeeter.
What if it's one of the DA coins? But no, those are galleons.
My theory is that it's the key to the the cabinet.
Oh,
okay.
I think it's Rita Skeeter in beetle form.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool? Helpful. Oh, Frankie, what a great idea! That would be so slick.
I would be very, very happy.
He's like holding it up to the light, like he could potentially see through it. It's very strange.
Yeah,
this is horribly confusing.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll be picking that apart for a while.
No,
Tune in next week, Kenny Conundrums, on that thing that was in Draco's face, his eyeline. In the trailer. 25 minutes of discussion. Oh, gosh. All right, well, thank you for the call.
Thanks. Hi to Slytherin House. It's GF of Seamus.
Oh, hey. wait. I see your posts all the time, so thanks a lot for commenting. I just want to say hi. So. Okay, cool.
To our Slytherin friends.
I love being a Slytherin. I actually had a good time. Like I said, I love Slytherins.
You were
like, had a good
strangely,
time.
Strangely a seductive Slytherin.
Oh.
I was very curious at this development that somehow putting on the green loosened you up a little bit.
I don't know why it was done. I think it was that sexy hat, that knit hat, did it for me. Hid all my hair. I don't know. It was just fun. I had a good time.
And people wonder why I'm partial to Slytherins.
I don't know why. You're such a troublemaker, you are.
All right.
Get burned by skin. I need to be.
We're going to take one more call here. Who's the lucky caller? I believe it's a lady.
Hello? Oh, my God. Hi.
Hi. What's your name and where are you from and what is your house?
I'm Lauren. I'm in the UK and I'm a Gryffindor.
Hey, ooh, Gryffindor.
Hi.
British friends, I love it. Thank you for staying up so late.
It's nearly three.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, hell, they had to stay up just to watch the trailer till what, like 2 in the morning?
Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's not very considerate. I don't know why they picked such a late time to do this anyway.
I think
it is like rather awkward.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Are you okay? Can you hear us?
Yeah. I just can't believe I got through.
Okay. We're all freaking out about this thing too, so let's hear your review though. And what's your thoughts?
Like, well, to be honest, the Katie scene was just insane. Like the white background and the dark hair flying everywhere, the red coat, and it's just such a huge impact. I'm so happy with all the Draco stuff because he's like a character who's been overlooked a lot in the movies, and now he's finally like there. And Tom Felton's doing such a great job. You can just see it even from the trailer. It just makes me so excited just to see how he's going to be in the movie. And then the Muggle stuff. Oh, I'm talking too much. Oh, because, you know, they cut the whole thing with the Prime Minister out. And I'm just glad there's stuff there. And
that's good,
that's
yeah.
A great point.
It's just seeing the Millennium Bridge falling with the people on it.
Yeah,
yeah, how was that for you living out? Living out there, have you walked that bridge before?
No, too far away.
No, too far. I thought the UK was just this tiny little city.
It takes
John.
It takes 5 hours to get to London from here.
I know, I'm joking. I know the UK is not London.
Well, that is actually a really, really awesome point because just from a film, like from a storytelling point of view for film, that works so much better than. Like, the whole point of the first chapter is just to show the interaction between, you know, the Muggle world and the Wizarding world. And just from, like, a movie point of view, it's such more, it's much more dynamic and something you can take advantage of in film and book, you know, it's not a big deal. That is a really, really astute observation, and I give you props.
Well, I always wished I was a Ravenclaw.
Yeah, some Ravenclaw tendencies. Maybe your dad or mom was a Ravenclaw.
Possibly.
This podcast has a lot of Ravenclaws on it right now.
I know, there are a lot.
Always,
I like the Ravenclaw.
Steed is also a Ravenclaw, our producer.
Yay, Ravenclaw!
Thanks the world go around
for making all of this happen here. None of us were able to host this tonight, and Steed stepped up and helped us out and did an awesome job. Yeah, above and beyond, because Steve's awesome.
Hey, Lauren, okay, if you decide so much, I'm sorry. Do you get to listen to so much, Lauren?
I used to listen every week, but I can't as much now because I've got a lot of schoolwork. So I tend to get backtracked to listen to about 10 in one day, which is fun.
Awesome. Do you crack up when we say all the British words? Do you have a good time when we do that?
Yeah.
We don't offend you, do we?
Oh, I find it hilarious.
Okay, because I wish I could buy your accent, but, you know, that's not...
Frankie, you do a pretty good accent. Let's hear it. Frankie, I want to hear your British self talk about the trailer.
No, not with a real one on the line.
No, I want to critique.
Go on, Jack.
Okay, you need to say something so we can get the ball rolling.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Say what? Say anything?
Yeah just say
something. Ask him about something in the trailer.
Ask him something. What do you think of Draco?
Draco,
really good right now. It's quite ridiculous. Well, I'm really quite excited to see Draco taking more important, prominent role. But this is quite ridiculous because I feel quite stupid. Really stupid. Really, but whatever.
All right. Now I'm doing Japanese.
Japanese.
Oh, everybody trailer.
Oh God. All right. Well, thank you. Thanks so much for the call, Lauren.
Okay, I'm just.
You did great.
You ramble.
Well, thank you for listening.
Oh, thanks for actually having something to say.
Good work.
Bye. Have a great night.
Lauren. Thanks. Oh my gosh. All right, guys, is it time for some final thoughts here?
Yeah, probably.
Could be.
Anything we've missed? I'm sitting here watching this thing loop for, like, the 100th time.
What do you guys think of Ginny in it and her whole take my hand thing or whatever she says?
Yeah, where were they? When was that supposed to be?
I think it's maybe in her room at the Pearl.
I mean, it could be. It's just weird. Why would she have a unicorn in her room? So,
yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm just... No, but how many people have tapestries hanging in their bedrooms?
How many people are wizards who live in a three shack in the middle of the country?
He's
like, maybe she made it. She's not rich enough to have, like, a big fat tapestry all over the house. You know what I mean? Like, they're the Weasleys.
She could totally admit that. I could see that.
Yeah,
she's
very
pretty unpopular.
That's definitely in the Gryffindor common room. We've seen that tapestry before.
Okay, then yeah. Common room, it's, yeah.
She's going to pay a lot of attention.
And what would Harry be doing in Jake's room anyway? Book 6.
He is in his room, her room in book 6.
I know. Well, I got a lot more Twitter reviews here. Here's someone, an interesting thought here, something we touch on every movie. We've seen so much in the trailers, what surprises will be left?
Oh, that's a good point.
Says Amy Reichardt.
What surprises will be left? The fact
that
Dumbledore A might if the Uppet A.
Yeah.
I want to see more of Hagrid, because I know we saw Hagrid's hut in one of the trailers, but I want to see, like, what his part is, who he's chasing down, that sort of thing.
What is Hagrid's role in the 6th book? Like, what's going on
with
him?
Well, I know he interacts a lot with Harry after Dumbledore's death, with the whole walking over to Dumbledore's body and not believing it. I don't know, we just haven't seen a lot of Hagrid, and seeing that Hagrid is kind of in it, though obviously none of the trio are taking his class. I don't know, we haven't seen much Hagrid, and I'm wondering if that's even going to be in the film.
Oh, surely. I mean, maybe they were just sitting around in you know, the edit room and were like, okay, let's show them this and this, a little bit of Draco, a little bit of Kitty Bell. What should we hold back? Let's just hold back all the Hagrid and just save all the good Hagrid.
Yes. Yeah, Liv Laugh Love Pot on HP says, how will the Burrowistine tie into the movie? Which is a good point. I mean, where is it going in the movie exactly and everything? Do we know that?
At Christmas in the middle of the movie.
Mm. That makes sense, yeah.
People are screaming Aragog, yeah. And Hagrid and Slughorn.
Yes, I was going to say that. That's a good thing.
Is that same shot, I think? They do that?
No. I bet they might have cut it, you know, at the beginning. I think they, you know how they said that they were doing some final last minute touches? So I bet that maybe they put it back in or did it in. I don't know. I don't remember reading that in the review.
Yeah.
So.
Seems like it'd be a pretty big effort to make the spider again. But I guess if they still have the spider, it doesn't even have to move. It could be dead. It could just be sitting there.
Hey, Sandra,
the thing is,
you...
it's something they could cut out very, very easily.
Yeah.
Oh, Aragorn dying? Oh, that's right. That's a big
no,
part
no.
of the...
Not the Return of the King. The spider.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh. Oh, man.
You're crying about that.
That'd be really, really random.
That's really
if
windy.
You died, who?
Yeah, they could definitely cut that out very, very easily.
Yes, that would be unnecessary. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, they could easily cut out Viggo Mortensen dying in the film.
They probably could.
They couldn't afford
I
him anyway.
I think they could
manage Viggo, we want you for 2 scenes in which you are in a spider costume and dead. What are you paying me? Oh, well, you know, if you're in the area. God. somebody has a theory here on what Draco's holding, and they're saying it's a feather, because remember he was trying to transport a bird through the cabinet.
Oh, a feather. I think that's it. Or, if anything, it could be when he's trying to conjure the canary and he can't do it.
Yeah.
If he can't, he conjures a feather.
That's possible.
Can you conjure a human? That's canon commission.
I doubt it, because you can't conjure food, and, I mean, technically humans and food kind of the same deal, if that makes any sense.
Someone emailed recently to say, like, you know the whole you can't conjure food or drink or whatever?
Conjure canary?
No, well, they conjured whiskey when Fudge was in the minister's office.
No, but they've made a comment, just like Dumbledore conjured the mead at his house, it's because it's his. And, like, he's just, like, it's, like, in my bedroom, and I'm just going to use my magic to make it from my bedroom into my immediate location.
Summons it or something? Okay.
Yeah.
Some people on Twitter say it looks like Death Eaters have set the Dark Mark off in Muggle London. Did we see that shot in the clouds?
Was it over London? Was it over London, or was it over Hogwarts? I need to watch it again.
I know it's a... Oh, no, no. Yeah, see, look. I just saw it in the thing. It was the big clouds. And then
those
black streaks come down from that, and they go right into Muggle London. That's interesting. That's a huge, huge dark mark. Yeah, right there. That's
wow.
See, that's coming straight down. Very cool. Good catch. I thought that was a creative transition at first. Awesome. Well, that is about all I think we can hash out at it for tonight. And next week, Pottercast 193, we will figure out if there's anything more we can pull from this.
Oh, we will.
Surely we will, because Melissa will be back.
Yes. And just one more note, too, just so everybody knows, Yahoo has just released new character banners.
Of course. Awesome.
So I will have those up on Leaky in just a minute. So amazing, amazing.
Great. All right, guys. Well, thank you for hanging out with us and celebrating the bringing in of the new trailer. That was awesome. I love being able to do that live with everybody. There is a crap ton of people online elsewhere to continue discussion, if you'd like to. I guess that is going to be it from us, the two Melissas.
Yay!
Tim and I.
Hey, that was fun.
It was so much fun. Thank you guys for having us on.
Well, thank you guys for your great blogs.
I didn't throw up again. I survived.
Oh, I saw your tweet today. I'm very glad because I felt bad.
Alrighty, well, shall we try to do our little closing here?
We should.
Until next live trailer show, guys, keep twiddling those dials.
The next password will be...
Happy
cartoons.
Keep each other safe.
Keep safe.
Yeah.
That'll work. Cool. And
good night.
Yay!
I missed it.
Dobby is free.
I confess myself disappointed.
Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to bed.
Great Scott, no wonder. Look at the time. We've been here nearly 4 hours. Spooky how the time flies when we're having fun.
This week's podcast was edited by Michael Beckett and produced by John Noe. Extra special thanks goes to Steve Bonnet for hosting and directing the live chat on Ustream. And special thanks goes to our awesome transcription elves for transcribing this and every other episode of Pottercast, which can be found at Pottercast.com. Pottercast is the official podcast of the Leaky Cauldron. For more information about Pottercast or to learn how to be part of future episodes, visit us at Pottercast.com.